Road 7240, how can I help you?
Yeah, there's a gentleman over at the Swan Island layover who's got blood all over his jacket. He's bleeding. I asked if he needed medical. He said no. Yeah, he's just a biohazard all over his coat.
That looks like he's actively bleeding, or that he was bleeding and he has dried blood on his jacket.
He's actively bleeding.
Could you tell where he was bleeding from?
His right hand.
I copy. And is it bandaged at all, or we're talking like fresh cuts and just bleeding all over the place?
Well, he's got some bandages, but they've been completely soaked and dripping, and then exposed skin with some fresh cuts.
I copy. Can you give me a description of him, please?
Yeah, he's mid to late 20s, probably about 5'10", 6 foot, white guy, really skinny with like a light gray winter coat and white sweatpants, carrying a couple bags, I think they're blue in color.
Okay, light gray winter coat, and I'm sorry, the pants, did you say light gray or light colored sweatpants?
White, like the color white sweatpants.
Alright, copy. Okay, well, I will put out a warning, of course, for no one to pick him up and see if maybe a supervisor can go make contact with him, letting him know, one, he can't get on the bus like that, and two, maybe see if they can talk him into, you know, getting some medical assistance.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I contested it, and then he decided he got real mad at me and spit on my bus. So, luckily, it didn't actually hit the bus, but it got close.
I copy. Well, I'm sorry that happened. I'm glad that you did not pick them up, and I'm going to call that bus over there and make sure that they don't pick them up also. Thank you. We really appreciate that. I'm going to call her, make sure she doesn't pick them up, and thank you for letting us know. Thank you. At 11:33.